Today's shiur is sponsored for Refuah Shleimah for Ahuvah Shprinza Bas Tevye Miriam by her family. We are up to Shmir Shabbos Kaloch Kilchasa Perek Gimel, Sif Samach Beis in the new print. In the old print, it's Sif Nun Zayin. The new print is on page Ayin Hey. To help keep the shiurim coming, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on Sponsor a Shiur, or go an email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com. So he begins. If Samach Beis, we are middle of the halachas of Beirer. So it begins. Mutter limzeg tamtzis te tzlula mikli shiesh betachtise alite. You could pour tea scents from a glass, a cup, or a bottle that has at the bottom of it the actual tea leaves. Gam, even if imbizar vuvis hakli uskenis misanenes. Even let's say you're using a jug, a pitcher, that the spout has in it those lines that create a strainer, right? Many pitchers that you buy today have, if it's not part of the pitcher itself, the cover has, you can turn it two ways. One side is a total hole, and the other side is slotted. So even if it's slotted, you may pour out the tea scents, even though technically those slots will be holding back the tea leaves. But if the tea leaves are not settled to the bottom, like we said, but it's small pieces and it's mixed into the tea scents, so then should wait. The best thing to do is to wait until the leaves, wait till the leaves sink down. And then you should pour it. But if you already poured out all the clear liquid, meaning the liquid without the leaf stuff mixed into it, and the only thing left is the end of the tea scents that has in it mamish, the what's it called, that has in it the leaves, you know, the little pieces of leaves mixed into it. So what should you do in such a case? So then, so some hold the attack in such a case, it's mamish bayru with a kli, and that therefore you cannot pour out the rest of the tea from it. But the yesh shematirim, the others he says, ramekel, the bottom he says to look in the prayim noah. However, it's only shtamish tamtzis atelat. Since you're drinking it right away, you're using it right away, it's derech shtiyah bekach, and therefore, some are makel and do allow you to use it. Si'if samach gimel, mutter lishpech mashkin shemurevis behem kuvius kerach hamyuedis lekaris hamashkin. Let's say you put ice cubes in a pitcher. Once again, that has a slotted top, or it gets narrower, that's going to hold the ice cubes back. Mutterich kankan shemisanenis muskenis bizar vuvisoy. You have the ice cubes in a pitcher that has a slotted spout, right? So it's mutter to pour out the water from it. Aval kvar nimsu hakuvius, v'noisu rak kuvius ketanin shel kerach. It says, let's say the ice cubes have already began melting, or cracked up into tiny small pieces. V'einu ma'unyin behem. And you don't want these small pieces coming out into your drink. It's not going to be geshmak. Says then, din in says then it's the same like the tea scents that has the small leaves mixed into it. That some are going to hold that you can't, and some will hold you could. Right? That will be a problem. But when it's still very large ice cubes, so that's mutter, because that's considered derech achilo, and it's not considered bayir, because since the two are very separate still, you can see the difference, one's in the other, but it's not considered like it's a mixture. Seif samach dalet, the old prince of Nun Ches. We're on the last sif on page Ayin Vav. Mutter lahachin kais te, be'ezer sakit hamachila ale te oi bekapite. One could technically make a tea using a tea bag or a teaspoon. But this teaspoon is not a regular teaspoon. This is, if you have ever seen, it opens up like a tongs and it closes and it's a round circle. You put the tea, like the equivalent to what's in a tea bag, in this metal thing, you dip it in the hot water, closed, and then you lift it up out, and the water goes through the holes in it. Right? So he says, but you can only make this tea with a tea bag or with this capit tea, with this tea type of special slotted spoon that's meant to hold tea pieces in water that's not yatzaladzbay. Says it's best to take like a spoon and lift the whole thing out, the whole tea bag out, not with your hand. Because if there remains liquid in the tea bag after you remove it, says if you remove it by hand, not with a spoon, and you're pulling it tightly, you're going to cause to squeeze out of the tea bag additional liquid to go back into the water, and then you'll be being bayrer the tea stuff from the liquid that's coming out of it. But if you take a spoon and you stick a spoon and you take it out with the whole spoon, so nothing's going back in, you're not causing a separation between the two things. He continues on top of page Ayin Zayin. Umutor lishpech mayim roischin al alea te hanem tzom misananis. It's permitted to pour hot water on tea leaves that are sitting over a type of strainer. As long as it's tea bags that have been previously cooked. From before Shabbos. Even though the water separates from the tea leaves, as you pour it, says that is no iser ber. So basically, you can put the tea leaves down, you pour the water over it, the water runs off it now with some of the flavor that it takes with the tea, that is permitted. If samache, mutter lo says latinic limtsois mi bakbuk shepiv moitzitz. One could give a baby to drink from a bottle, that the bottle has, you know, small holes. Alvi shabba oivin za advarm shayna mashke yishu ba bakbuk. Mishum shayin za dach melechaz bayir. So let's say you made it for a child like an oatmeal bottle or some other bottle that has pieces in it, but due to the nipple only has a tiny hole in it, so that stuff is going to remain behind and not make it through. So that's mutter, that's not considered derech bayir, that's derech shtiyo, the way the tinek, the way the baby is drinking from the bottle. Malchei sheyesh bo gushei melach. You have a salt shaker that has in it pieces of salt. Mutter l'shtamish bo l'hoitzi melach derech ha-mechaz ha-menukov. You're allowed to use a salt shaker with those tiny holes in the top. Aval b'she gushei ha-melach nishorem teich ha-melachei. So even if there's clumps of salt in the salt shaker, right? Now, when you shake the salt shaker, only the not clump salt is going to come out. But if any salt got clumped, that's going to stay behind. That's mutter, that's not bayur, it's all salt. Mutter lo says gargire oireis, says you can put rice pieces. Some people, to keep the salt from clumping and keep the salt fresh, people put rice into a salt shaker. Says that's mutter, right? Says mutter lo says gargire oireis b'malchei psucha k'dei sheyisafkos aleichos shebemelech. You're allowed to put the rice in the salt to absorb any humidity that's in and wetness that's in the salt, but that's an uncovered salt like dish. But in a salt shaker that has holes, that has pieces of rice in it, one should not use on Shabbos a salt shaker that has tiny holes that has rice in it. Because the holes are holding back the rice. Because even if there's a lot of salt, so you say this, it's not even getting to that. And you say it's not being buried, the salt from the rice, because it's still salt mixed together. So if you look, why not? So you look in Sivkot and Reish, he says, he heard from Shem Zalman Arbach, Sheish Mokim Lesser Afilu Meish Habi Melach, that there's reason to prohibit this, even if there's a lot of salt. And the Kivin de Evshe, Davli Kibayri Benapuk for Shas Afilu Mat, says, because it could be that this salt shaker, because it has holes in it, and you keep the rice in it, should have a din like a keli, like a strainer that's also to use. But then he brings sheish makom mahatir v'chem tzaz yishita b'shut machz al yo. So he brings from Leo Falk that he's matured, as long as it's close to the meal while you're eating. But He says one should not be lenient. He says even though there are preiskim who are mekel, lachatchila one should not have rice in a salt shaker on Shabbos, a typical salt shaker with holes in the top. If you use those round salt dishes that you dip the chal into, let's just say, such a case, it's fine. Siv Samach Zayin, old prince of Samach Aleph, the last Siv on page Ayin Zayin. Someone who wants to use the egg yolk of an egg on Shabbos. Here we're talking about a raw egg, as you'll see. He should separate it from the white right before you eat. How? Crack egg in half and you pour back and forth. Eventually, the white and the yellow like sort of split. And then one time when you pour it, you know, the egg will, the yellow will come out separately. Or pour out the whole egg onto a plate. And then you take a spoon, and you lift just the yellow part that you want. We said means doesn't have to be your hand to pick up the yolk. It could be a spoon, anything that's an extension of your hand. It's not meant to help you separate it, but it's only meant to help you lift it. You leave behind the white. But you can't separate the white from the yellow if you want the yellow, because by separating the white, you're taking the bad from the good. Once again, we saw throughout the Chazber, you cannot take the psilos from the eichel, because you have to make sure to take the eichel from the psilos. The next even switch topic to what does it mean immediately before the meal. So we will stop over here. Today's shiur is sponsored by Lefurfu Shalema for Ahuvish Prince Abbas Taiba Miriam, by Mishpacha. To help sponsor Shiurim, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on the sponsor share link, or email rabbifishman@gmail.com to help keep these Shiurim free and available to the public on this podcast platform.